The West Live. The West Live. With Tim Clark for Ben O'Shea.
Now, talking of spending big, Black Friday.
Yes, Black Friday.
It's coming. It's on the horizon.
How on earth this has become a thing over here, I don't know.
Neither do I.
It's like baby showers and all that, you know, and prom nights. Like, what is this? Like, I think Australia is like this mishmash between England and America in some ways, because we've adopted parts of both cultures.
Yeah.
And this Black Friday business, you know, Friday after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving isn't even a thing here.
Because we've just...
Just
had,
an excuse to get
just
it to spend,
Halloween.
Right?
Which is, you know, then you got Christmas, which everyone celebrates. But so they got to shove another sort of event
yes,
in the middle.
It's to try and get everybody spending.
Well, of course,
in,
but you're going to spend
in bricks
anyway.
And mortar
like Christmas
stores.
Around the blooming corner, you're going to spend big anyway. But
I mean, the
some of the savings are pretty
people
good,
like
though.
To feel like they're getting a bargain, Tim, yeah. And that's going to stop people from shopping online as much. Keep our bricks and mortar shops going.
Yeah.
It's going to mean that the queues at carrying up are going to be horrendous. We spoke about that yesterday.
Now, I haven't been. I went to phase one. I haven't braved phase two yet. It's the Lego store that freaks me out.
Do you know what I've been?
And outside the Lego store would just be...
I had to buy Lego for one of my gifts, right? And I went in and there's a surprisingly underwhelming amount of actual Lego to buy in there. It's all like stuff to play with. It's great for kids to go in and have, you know, a play and throw bricks everywhere. But there's not actually that much Lego to buy. I end up buying it from Big W.
That's disappointing.
It's round the corner from the Lego store.
I thought you'd get all the limited edition architecture ones amazing. And,
oh, there's some of them. They're really expensive
huge
ones.
Huge Battlestar Galactica sort of
oh, you're a Lego
things.
Nerd, Tim. I can feel
well,
it.
Look, yeah, I have been known to push a brick or two together in the past, but you know, I'm hurtling towards 50, so maybe it's my midlife crisis. I'll just buy a Lego
love
Ferrari.
It. Hey, it's a thing. It is definitely a thing. Is Lego, but some of the Black Friday sales have started early. Mm. So we've already got Myers said we've got 40% off some things already.
Yeah.
David Jones says he got 50% because, you know, they just had to go one better. $200 off Dyson appliances.
Oof.
I'd like to know if that includes the hairdryer because that's one of the things on my list.
Really?
Year. But yeah.
You listening, Mr. Richards?
Oh, yeah. Well, I doubt he is, to be honest. I pretend he's not when I don't get it. But yeah, but it's all going to get even bigger and better come Friday as well. So Maya says
I think
it's
Aldi have got a Black Wednesday tomorrow.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, Maya, it's always Aldi. It's always cheap. The biggest challenge, though, is being able to catch it as it comes through the till. Just stand there with your carrier bag
well,
and wait
true.
For them to throw it in.
Well,
because those checkout chicks, I tell you what, they're lightning quick
machines.
Yeah,
literally,
absolute machines. So David Jones is going to have 50% off. The Iconic is going to have 50% off. Wow. Maya's going to increase its sales to 60% off come Friday. Officeworks are going to do price matching and beat them by 5%. Amazon has got an absolute heap of them. Kmart's going to have a load as well. So they're all doing it. It's the thing now. If you're not doing it, if you just discount a couple of things and say it's Black Friday, because you've got to look like you're involved, haven't you, with these things?
Yeah.
So it's a snowball effect.
Yeah, just entice
what's
people
what's on your
in
Christmas
before.
List, Tim?
What's on my Christmas list this year? I've done pretty well. I just had a birthday, so I'm just jocks, socks, chocks. Beers, wine, that'll do me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Wholesome.
Yeah, I think so. And plus, there's nothing left for me once I bought the kids' shoes and iPads and whatever. I just get the scrag ends. But yeah, no. But, well, maybe I'll go online and see if I can find myself a bargain.
You never know. If you want anything, a Dyson vac, maybe.
Oh no, I don't think I'm that posh. Not quite yet. Anyway. All right. Well, happy shopping, Nat. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Tim. Ta-ra.